Sermon podcasts come to you from Christ Church Cathedral in the Anglican Diocese of Fredericton in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. This is a version of a sermon delivered by the Dean of Fredericton, Jeffrey Hall, on Trinity Sunday, June 15th, 2025, entitled Guided to the Truth. Listen to podcasts by visiting the Watch and Listen tab on our website at christchurchcathedral.com. Search Christ Church Cathedral Fredericton podcasts on the web, or find us listed on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube Music, TuneIn Radio, or Podchaser podcasts. Subscribe using your favorite podcatcher.
Jesus said, "I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now." The version of Christian faith that is ours, and I say version because one of the greatest observable sins of the church is that it has divided and splintered throughout the centuries. Some of those denominations nowadays even refuse denominational reference in their titles. And many of those breakout groups bear little resemblance to the belief, teaching, and practice of the early church. One of the characteristics of the English, that is the Anglican church, is that there is a constant pressure to reach deep into the historical faith and practice of the church, and the willingness to bend our ways to better reflect what has been accepted through centuries of orthodoxy, that is, right belief. There can be little wonder why the passage that is the gospel on this Trinity Sunday was chosen. In these few verses, John recalls Jesus' words in which he clearly speaks about God in the context of relationship. When the Spirit comes, he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. The God worshipped by the universal, historic, and apostolic church is best understood as three entities in divine relationship. We know relationships are complicated. No less so for the persons of God. After decades of debate, the church concluded that there are three persons or personalities of God: Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And that these three are somehow, mysteriously, one God. So as Christians, we pray to the Father, through the Son, and in the Holy Spirit. The standard Anglican collect includes the three. We baptize that way, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Well, the word Trinity cannot be found in the Bible, it's often argued. And it's true. Even still, three persons in one God is a challenge to comprehend by way of human logic. But it still remains the best way to describe the depth and mystery of an undescribable God. Lest we be persuaded to think that the debate of what to call God has ended, it has not. Should we? Can we continue to address God with male gender pronouns has been the hot theological question for the last several decades. So here's our dilemma. Whenever we speak of God, we only have at our disposal human language. Language has its limitations. Gets us in all kinds of hot water. At best, it attempts to express concepts. For Christians talking about God, personal pronouns are much preferred to inanimate ones. That is to say, God is a person in relationship, not a thing. Referring to God as He has been considered a better option than to address God as it, since that would be idolatry. And that's not because God has a gender, but because God is a person. God has a personality. And so the theological argument goes, we should also feel free to refer to God as she, since God is above, beyond, and the creator and author of even human gender. It continues to be debated because there are solid arguments on both sides of the question. On the one hand, we need to acknowledge that God is above and beyond our human experience and the limited ways we name God in the world. Some argue that Jesus was a man, that he called God Father, and contributors to the New Testament used his and he in reference to the Spirit. Those words, I think, reflected the time in which they were written. One of the most challenging tasks of biblical study is to transfer concepts and meaning from one time in history and culture with one set of understandings forward to our own as accurately as possible. The doctrine of God as Trinity may be most helpful in that it should remind us that despite our very best efforts, our God is too small. Whatever idea we have of who God is, it's too small. Try to nail down the details too firmly and to finely tune what we mean when we describe God, and we quickly limit the understanding and the attributes of God, and it all becomes inaccurate at best and severely distorted at the worst. That's why our spiritual ancestors in the Jewish faith never uttered God's name. No human word provided adequate expression. For Christians, our situation is a little bit different because the person of Jesus reveal to us the personality of God. And that happened in a whole new way. In Jesus, God became human. So, you know, our world celebrates both Mother's Day and Father's Day. If we give it much thought, what we hold up on each of those days are the particular gifts each bring to the important role of parenthood. It's not that one is more important than the other. Both bring unique characteristics to what it means to be a parent. Wholeness is difficult, if not impossible, for just one or the other. Surely when Jesus instructed his disciples and us to pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven," he didn't mean to somehow restrict the experience of God to only gender male characteristics of love and care. Jesus once described himself as a mother hen. As a mother hen who gathers her chicks, he said. Does the name we use for God, like the Trinity, help to expand our notion of God, or does it impose unnecessary and less helpful restriction, leading us away from the truth? And that's the question. If in-depth study of the Holy Trinity were our goal today, there are far better and informative texts to consult than John 16. The gospel may point most to recognizing that even after 2,000 years, we still have a long way to go to live out just what we know from the teaching of Jesus. The Spirit, His Spirit, continues to guide us into all truth. The hint there may be that truth is relational. There's the what of the truth, but there's also the how. Speak the truth in love, St. Paul said. Well, that's hard to do in a culture where too often the how negates the truth. In a world that too often reduces truth to the facts and only the facts, we can be reminded that God is a relational God and that the ways of God are relational ways. God calls us into relationship, into His church. And we have a dependable guide in the Holy Spirit, along with the Word of God, but full comprehension of the truth, Paul said, we know only in part, requires our patience. It awaits the promised culmination and consummation of all that there is into unity.
Christ Church Cathedral is located at the corner of Church and Brunswick Streets in Fredericton, New Brunswick. We're always pleased to welcome visitors and guests. For information on programs and worship times, visit ChristChurchCathedral.com. Send us a message by email at office@ChristChurchCathedral.com or contact the church office by phone Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 noon at 506-450-8500. We'd be pleased to have you visit.